Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, what kind of CEO do you want to be? You know, Shakespeare. How many times have you heard the word Shakespeare? And maybe you've even been forced in school to take a course on Shakespeare, and you said, oh, my goodness, I just don't understand a thing they're saying because they're speaking in Old English, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, Shakespeare was, he's an old guy now. I don't know exactly how old, but I think he had a birthday recently. It's at least 400 years old, and there are many things that he said that can absolutely be interpreted in many different ways. Shakespeare said, to be or not to be, that is the question. And, of course, then people want to analyze that, and they want to say, what did he really say? And people have different takes on it, and they have different ways of thinking about it, and they debate it back and forth. But the question is, what kind of CEO do you want to be? Do you want to be the CEO who has the calm, absolutely in control approach? Do you want to be the CEO who is the angry CEO who's yelling at people all of the time, which probably doesn't work? But there are people that do that. And how you determine what kind of CEO you want to be is by look around and look at the successful people and say to yourself, who is successful that I really like their approach? Who is successful that really fits into my personality, into my way of thinking? I want to be more successful. And I really, whether you're taking home $50,000 a year or $5 million a year, there is always room for improvement. And you need to be considering who you are, what you know, how you're going to improve the business. And business isn't something that you can ignore. You can't just say, I'm really doing well right now. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm not going to learn anything new. I'm not going to update my materials. I'm not going to talk to my salespeople. I'm just going to let it go, and I think I'll go sailing for the summer. And when you get back, you're going to find you don't have a business. Business takes care and nurturing every single day. Your mind takes care and nurturing every single day. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be successful? Do you want to make more money? Do you want to have the freedom to do what you want? You know, there are people who think that freedom is about not working. Oh, I can be off forever for 6 months, and they think that's freedom. Well, that's not freedom to me. Freedom to me is being successful, so you have the resources to do what's necessary and live the life that you want, even though you may have to work long hours to get it. But the more you know, the more you encourage your employees, the more you train them, the more you get them to understand, the more you're in constant conversation with them about how to be a better business person, not micromanage, but be a better business person, the more successful you will be and the easier life will become. Who do you want to be as a business person? That's the challenge of the day. Once you think about who you want to be as a business person, what you want from your business, then part two of that is you can start thinking about what you want to get, where you want to go. And you know what? When you know where you want to go and you know how to get there, you will get there. So let's not just look back 10 or 15 or 20 years from now and say, you know, I should have, I regret, I could have, if I only would have. Let's do it right now and become the kind of business person that you want to be. Well, thank you, Will Shakespeare. You know, appreciate the help today. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.